Well, John Callow, thanks for joining me. An exciting set of players named in the England 15 against the Barbarians. What are your thoughts and how's training gone this week?
Training's gone very well. It's an extension of last week because a lot of the players who had finished their season earlier joined the senior squad last week and have had good tuition from the senior coaches. So it's just an extension of that. It's gone very, very well. The squad is a fantastic young blend. We've campaigned a long time for the group of young players to come through and have the opportunity to play at Twickenham, and hopefully this is the opportunity.
It's an England 15. Is it a Saxon side? How do you view it?
It's an England 15. They're representing England. They're playing an England shirt. Yes, I think we'd like to call it an England 15.
OK, and you've named Graham Kitchener as your captain. It seems like a solid set of forwards, but also there's a lot of talent in that back line as well. How much fun has that been to work with?
The likes of Sam Hill and Henry Slade and Elliot Daly. Elliot Daly has been at this level for a few years now, but Sam Hill and Henry Slade, what a great opportunity for them to step up again and show what they can do. They were fantastic in the under-20 setups. They've done well in the Premiership this year when they've had their opportunities at Exeter. So this is just another level on for them. And hopefully what we've seen with the senior set of coaches, they're not frightened of picking young talent. They've demonstrated that. And also that young talent has gone on to be successful for England. Jack Noel, Johnny May, Anthony Watson. So hopefully these boys will have the opportunity. They'll do themselves justice and it'll be another mark for us in terms of the development pathway of the guys going upwards.
You said that they were in camp a little earlier, obviously, than some of the other guys who joined up. Did you notice a marked change in how they then continued into the camp with yourselves ahead of this game, having had that early part?
Yeah, definitely, because of the confidence that they gained from being around the senior players, the infectious nature of the senior players and the level of intensity that they've got has rubbed off onto the younger guys, and they've just transitioned it, brought it straight through to our camp.
What is it that you bring as a coach to these players, to this group of guys?
Probably grey hair. I've been around a bit now. It's just to help them through that transition. You know, we've got some great senior coaches, but what these players need through at this particular time is just a little bit of coaching, a little bit of comfort to help them on their way. You know, it's a big void going from the 20s to the seniors, and what we've done now is blended the seniors with the 20s now, and what they just need is just a helping hand to succeed.
There's a couple of guys who've got caps in that side. There are some less experienced guys. Do you find that there is a bit of senior leadership already happening in this group, or is that something that you're having to impose a little bit?
We're trying to impose a little bit. I wouldn't beat about the bush with this. They're still young and very raw and finding their feet, and the opportunity that's presented to them is finding leadership roles with them. So Graham Kitchener's asked to step up, an experienced guy being around at a tough club, a club that is used to competing at the top level. We want to see how he develops now with his leadership quality. Again, Henry Slade, Joe Simpson, how they stand up, they lead from the front as well. So yeah, it's a good opportunity in terms of developing leaders and as well as players.
Finally, a Barbarians game is very rarely an attritional thing. Perhaps over the years it's looked like a change of tack for England, having to play perhaps their normal style into that very attacking nature. But the way Stuart Lancaster's played with the senior team perhaps over the last 12, 18 months, it could be a case of singing off a similar hymn sheet.
Absolutely. It's to continue in the same theme, the same vein, and get the opportunity to players to express themselves. And that's what they've done with the senior team all through the season. The stats, something like 16 tries in the Six Nations. Well, we would love to have the opportunity to continue in that vein.
And just a word on what the crowd can expect at Twickenham on Sunday.
Well, we'll do whatever's right in order to get the players to perform. That's the main thing. And if that needs, we need to play it tight. We might need to play it tight for a short period of time. If we need to play a running game, we need to play a running game. And if we've got a kicking game, we've got a kicking game. It's about playing the game of rugby football. We can't go out there with a mindset, well, it's a Barbarian game and let's throw it around and see what happens. Because I think that will be detrimental to our cause and detrimental to the development of the team and the young players who want to go on to play for the senior side. So I think it's important to realise that it's a game of football first and foremost. And you do whatever you need to do in order to perform, and then if we perform well, the outcome will take care of itself.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.